Text numéro 115. Value for money. This month, the International Space Station marks 20 years of constant human habitation. The size of an American football pitch and with living space equivalent to a 6-bedroom house, the ISS is a remarkable feat of engineering. At the last count, it has hosted some 3,000 scientific experiments. Nevertheless, doubts over whether the station is value for money remain. With the world in the grip of countless crises, some are again questioning the motives for sending humans into space. Some argue, instead of the ISS, we should be spending public money on the robotic space science missions that have transformed our view of the universe. A lot has changed since that first launch in 1998. Whereas the ISS has been almost entirely publicly funded, the future of human space exploration is being driven as much by space agencies as by the ambition of private individuals like SpaceX's Elon Musk and the world's richest man, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. While NASA aims to return humans to the moon by 2024, Musk plans to establish a settlement on Mars, while Bezos prefers the idea of giant rotating colonies in space. But that dream of leaving the worries of Earth behind is not shared by everyone in the space community. Linda Billings, a researcher specializing in space, argues that the motivation for flying humans into space is not driven by science, but by an ideological rationale that is propelled by a belief in the value of conquest and exploration. How does human space exploration benefit all the people in Bangladesh and India who depend on water for their livelihood and are eventually going to be washed away by it, she says. In 1969, shortly before Apollo 11 launched to the moon, black civil rights protesters from across the southern United States gathered at Cape Canaveral to highlight the inequalities of sending men into space when many in the country were living in poverty. Robert Padillo, a US civil rights attorney and space enthusiast, predicts similar arguments in the future. We'll have privately owned space stations by the 2050s, where people will be able to go on vacation if you have the income to do it. The question is going to be, how do we ensure that the people who are benefiting are paying their fair share back here on Earth so that we can have things like healthcare, clean water, and an education system? He says. Perhaps the greatest achievement of the space station has been to give us a better appreciation of the Earth. Talk to any astronaut about their experience, and it's the incredible view of the world from the window that inspires them and us the most. Adapted from Voice of America, October 2020.